church. My name is Katie. I brought up my daughter Madeline with us this morning to welcome you. We just want to say hi to those of you that we can see your face because you're in here with us. To all of our friends who are watching online and those out on the patio. If you are new to our church family, we would just love for you to come to one of the Connection Centrals after service and be able to just ask us any questions that you have. We can tell you what's happening in the life of our church and invite you to some things that are coming up. But we also just have a gift for you and would just love to meet you and have a friendly face that you can see. So come and say hi after church if you're new. So we are both holding fun little things for Advent. So if you have not picked up or reserved a box yet, we have them in the lobby. So this is our Advent kit. There's lots of good things in there for your family to be able to walk through the Advent season. There's the candles that we'll light every week starting next Sunday. And then for the kiddos, we also have an Advent bag. So Madeline, you looked through your bag already, and what's your favorite thing in there?
I like the scratching thing. That's all.
The scratchy ornaments. You can make your own design on that. And then as we head into Advent, we just talk a lot about Jesus and things that bring us joy. So Madeline, what's something that brings you joy?
Spending time with my grandparents.
She came up with that on her own. She is that cute in real life. So there can be all sorts of things that bring you joy. It can be getting to put your toes in the sand. It can be hearing your favorite song come on the radio, spending time with your favorite person. So as you stand up to join us in worship today, just share with your neighbor what's something that brings you joy.
just a moment as our families come on the platform, and we are going to dedicate some children this morning. As they do that, I want to prep you for a couple things. Would you do this as you're looking at them? Do this with me. Today, all right? You're going to be using your hands a lot. Also, I'm going to say amen. You say amen. Amen?
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 Amen.
I'm going to say go God. You're going to say go God. Go God?
Go God.
That's what we're here to do. We're here to celebrate all the things that God is doing. Amen? All right, you're doing well, you're doing well. We are so thrilled that you are here today, and we have the privilege of dedicating some children to the Lord. And I want to remind us of a couple of things. That when we talk about dedication, what we're talking about is a parent's or their child's spiritual caregiver's commitment to raise their children to know and to love God. That they might shape them and form them and point them towards Jesus. And in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, we're reminded of the Shema, the Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then the command is to bind the laws of God on their wrists and place them on their foreheads and put them on the doorposts of their house. Today, it would be, how do we talk about the laws and the ways of God around the dinner table and as we're driving from activity to activity and for it to be a part of the rhythms and practices of our family? We also see in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2, the dedication of Samuel back to the Lord when God blesses Hannah with a son and she dedicates Samuel back to the Lord. And then last but not least, in Acts chapter 2, 42 through 47, you see the whole community coming together to study the apostles' teaching, to break bread, to encourage and spur each other on in faith, to pray with one another. And so each one of those areas of scripture are why we have come here today in order to dedicate these children back to the Lord. And parents, I want to remind you of a couple of things as we prepare to dedicate each one of your children. And the first one is this, that your calling is to model what it looks like to follow after Jesus. As you follow Jesus, your children will begin to bear witness to what it looks like to be not just someone who believes in God, not just someone who thinks about God, but someone who is an apprentice or a disciple of Jesus. The second thing is to teach them. To teach them the word, to read God's word together, to encourage them in the ways of the Lord. And the third thing is to activate their faith. God has wired them in certain ways. He has given them gifts and graces and talents. And it's for us as parents to be able to see those and to draw those out of them so that they might honor God with the gifts and talents and graces that God has given them. And so as we dedicate these children to the Lord, I have just simply a question for you. And it's this. Will you commit to helping your children become fully alive in Jesus? If so, say, I will. Awesome. And then congregation, we have a responsibility as well. We don't raise our children just simply in a vacuum. We raise them in a village, and that village comes around us and becomes a part of the discipleship process. You're going to have, these kids are going to have some of you as teachers in small group, and on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights, they're going to be serving alongside of you throughout their time here at New Life, and they're going to even see you on the patio, and you're going to have an opportunity potentially to speak into every one of these children's lives. So, as a congregation, do you, New Life, will you commit yourself as the body of Christ to support and encourage these parents as they endeavor to fulfill their responsibilities to their children? Will you take on an active responsibility to create the type of community where these children will grow and become fully alive in Jesus? And I want you to say this in a very robust way. If so, say, we will.
We will.
We good? That's awesome, right? Amen, amen. So good. All right, Dana.
All right. First, we have Cutie Little Island. We're going to see
her. And then we'll see if she'll come with you or not.
Yeah.
But little baby Lila's going to be our first one.
Awesome. Lila, come here. You want to come here? Oh, yes. So sweet. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's a look.
It's like, what?
That's a look. If you have small group friends or family
family,
feel free to stand at this time.
We got some waving up there.
And the rest of you, reach out your hands to baby Lila. And we dedicate Lila Perouse in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God, we are so grateful for her. We pray that she would come to know you at an early age, that she would be filled with your Spirit, that she would live out the plans and purposes that you have for her and become the woman that you have created her to be. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen.
All right, next we have Gonzalez family here with a little Coulter. You guys can scooch on up too.
What's up?
Yes. The sweater is cracking me up.
Oh, my hands are cold.
He's like,
I know.
Like
I
man. Just.
Yes. All right. Coulter Gonzalez. Oh, sorry. Family. Do we have family, friends, small group folks here?
Yes.
There. Go ahead and stand up. Yeah, you can stand up. Everybody else, reach out your hand to Coulter. Coulter Gonzalez, we dedicate you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, we pray that little Coulter would come to know you at an early age and receive your gift of forgiveness, that he would be filled with your Spirit, and that he would live out the plans and purposes that you have for him, that he would become the man of God that you have created him to be. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty and powerful name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Yes. Okay, next we have, come on up here, cutie, in your sweater and boots, new Roman.
Yes.
Are you ready?
He's like, oh, no, you just get to
hold. Yeah. He doesn't want you to hold it, but he'll give you the knuckles.
Ranger, I'll stand next to you. Yeah, no, you're good.
I know,
we're
Ranger's
good.
Like, no.
Yes. All right.
He'll give you knuckles, but that's it.
Can you high five?
Knuckles? Yeah, there we go.
Good job, buddy.
Ranger, I did.
Family and friends.
Oh, yeah, family and friends, small group. Yeah, go ahead and stand. Everybody else, reach out your hand to Ranger. Ranger Morrison, we dedicate you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, we pray that Ranger would come to know you as his Lord and Savior at an early age, that he would be filled with your Spirit, that God, he would use the gifts and graces that you have given him to live out your plans and purposes in his life, and that God, that he would follow you all the days of your life, of his life, as he becomes the man that you created him to be. We ask these things in mighty and powerful name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen.
Good job, Ranger. Okay, next we have Lennon. You guys can head on up here. I'm gonna go up. Good job. Bring Lennon up.
I'm gonna come here.
Yeah. All right.
And did you guys bring family and friends too? Yeah. I know you guys had some.
Yeah. There we go. All right. We good? All right. Everybody, reach out your hand to Lennon. Lennon Muth. We dedicate you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, we pray that Lennon would come to know you as her Lord and Savior at an early age. God, we pray that she would be filled with your Spirit, that God, she would live out the plans and purposes that you have for her, and that she would become the woman that you created her to be. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty and powerful name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Yeah, so good. Next, we have Piper and Easton.
Piper.
You guys want to come on up? Hi. She's ready. She just wants to see everyone. She's like,
whoa. We're going to switch this side. I feel like I was being left side heavy, so now we're going to go over here. Yeah. All right.
So you're going to do Piper first.
Yes, we got
she
family and friends.
See you.
Awesome.
She's like.
Yeah, she likes to see me. I'm going to go like this, too. Piper, Susa, we dedicate you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, we pray for little Piper. We ask God that she would come to know you at an early age as her Lord and Savior. Be filled with your Spirit, that she would discover the plans and purposes that you have for her and become the woman that you created her to be. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen.
All right,
Easton.
And now Easton.
Easton, you want to come here?
Ready?
Come here. Yeah, what's up, man? High five.
Hi,
I like that grin. All right. Easton, I dedicate you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, I pray that Easton would come to know you at an early age. I pray, God, that he would know you as Lord and Savior, that he would be filled with your Spirit, that he would discover the plans and purposes that you have for him, and that he would become the man that you created him to be. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty and powerful name, and all God's people said, amen. 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 You guys are doing good with that amen. I like it.
Hey, Maverick.
Maverick.
Next one, come on up, Maverick. Here we go. Liam, you want to come with me, bud?
Yeah, arch back. Arch
Liam,
back.
You want to scooch up here?
Arch back.
Maverick's like, nope.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to come on up, Mom?
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to hold
you. Just, yeah, come on, come on
like,
up
we'll
here.
Just come together.
We'll let you all. Yes.
Liam, big helper here with holding the Bible.
All right. We dedicate Maverick Lara in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, we ask that you would continue to just pour out your spirit on him, that she would become the man of God, I'm getting all my words messed up and I'm getting distracted. I apologize. God, we dedicate Maverick Lara in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, we pray that he would come to know you at an early age, that he would live out the plans and purposes, be filled with your spirit, and that God, you would know him, and that he would become the man of God that you have created him to be. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Pastor gets it messed up sometimes too. I apologize.
And we got Elizabeth here.
Elizabeth, come here.
Big sister was done. She was like, I'm out. I know. I told them, like, anytime you, I was like, I don't want you to feel trapped here. All right, Liam, can you come back with me, bub? Thank you so much.
We got family here.
Yes, Elizabeth.
All right. We dedicate Elizabeth in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay. And God, we ask Elizabeth would come to know you at an early age, that she would discover you and receive your gift of forgiveness. God, would you bless her and help her to live out the plans and purposes you have for her, that she would become the woman that you created her to be. And all God's people said, amen. Yes.
All right. Awesome. All right, guys.
Awesome. Can we give these family just a hand as they leave the platform this morning? Awesome. I invite you to stand as we continue to worship this morning.
Holy, there is none. of all of our praise. You're worthy of our very hearts. You're worthy of our service. You're worthy of our love. You're worthy of our of all the glory, Father. God, we just thank you that you have been so, so good to us. God, we take one quiet moment just to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you're bigger than our circumstances. Thank you that you are our Father. That you're our brother. God, we just thank you for everything that you are in our life. God, we just pray that our worship this morning would, like a beautifully smelling incense, God, that you would just be glorified by our hearts, by our worship this morning. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. You can have a seat. We are going to continue in worship, so I'd like to invite our ushers forward to receive our tithes and offerings today. If you are just checking us out, you're just new here, maybe you're only here because you are supporting somebody getting baptized or getting dedicated, we welcome you. We are so glad you're here. Don't feel any obligation to participate in this part of the service, but obviously you're more than welcome to, because God has been up to some amazing things through the generosity of people at New Life. And so thank you to those of you who do live with your hands open in a generous posture, telling God that he has first place, that he is worthy of it all. Thank you to those of you who do participate in that. If this is your first time here, or you've never even really connected with New Life beyond just coming and then leaving, my name is Elena. Good to meet you. We would love to get to know you a little bit better. We invite you after service to come to one of our connection centrals. We have a gift for you. We'd like to just help you figure out a little bit more about New Life, because we hope, maybe you're only here for today and you didn't think that you'd come back, but we hope that you do come back. We want you to come back a couple times so that you can do a couple things. We want you to figure out a little bit more about who we are, about what we're all about. And we would love for you to meet somebody. There's really awesome people here at New Life, and so we would love for you to meet a couple of them, get to know some names and faces. So the next time you come, you'll have somebody that you're like, oh, I have a friend here at New Life. We'd love for you to meet somebody, and we also would love for you just to like ask God, where are you moving? What are you doing here? Are you up to something? Because the answer is yes, and he would love to reveal himself to you today and in the coming weeks as you come back, just to learn a little bit more about us and about Jesus himself. We have a few ways for you to do some of those things to connect beyond the weekend. Coming up in a couple weeks, the first Wednesday of December will be our annual tree lighting. So we've already been working on it. It's going to be awesome. We have the prayer walk that's right out here, and we light it up for the first time on that Wednesday, and we have a little quick little ceremony where we sing some Christmas carols together. We light it up, and there's hot cocoa, homemade baked potato soup, and photo opportunities, and just a really good time. So it's also a great opportunity to invite somebody just to get into the Christmas spirit together. And at New Life, we also want to be known for how we impact our community. That's a really big part of who we are, is we want outside of these church walls to feel like New Life is a blessing to them, whether they believe like we do or not. And so we have this thing that has become part of our DNA over the last few years called the Christmas Market, where we partner with Lucia Marr School District and some other organizations in our area to provide items for people during the Christmas season, things that they have said they actually need. And so I didn't realize this, but we want every single person, not just every single family, but every single person who comes through the market to get a blanket. So little kids with little kid blankets and all different types of blankets. So that's one of the biggest needs that we have. And also laundry detergent. We keep getting told over and over again, this is something that's really hard to come by. Other agencies don't give this out. And so laundry detergent and blankets, if you don't do anything else, those two things. But there's a card that you can pick up with all the different things that we are hoping to bless people with. And we would love to have those items by December 9th, right? December 9th. That would be the best time, because that's when we start to distribute them. But the final day is December 19th, right? And so we would just love for you to bring those in this week so we could truly just be a blessing to our community this season. And today's Celebration Sunday, right? You're ready to celebrate? You've been doing a great job already. We have another thing that we're celebrating today is new members. So we have what we call Crash Course. It's kind of like our membership class where you get to learn more about who New Life is, what we're all about, and you get to say yes to being a part of this family. There's not like, you know, a membership benefits card or reward card or anything like that, but it is a way to enter into sort of like a covenant relationship where we're like, we are a part of this family. We are committed to each other. And so that's what membership really is all about, is like more of like a covenant relationship where we can support each other. And so these individuals went through our crash course and they have said yes to become members of New Life. And so I would love for you just to take a second to like pick maybe one of those names out there that sticks with you, and maybe file that away in your mind this week to just say a prayer for them. Because, you know, whether it's child dedications, whether it's baptism, whether it's serving for the first time or becoming a member, anytime you take a step of faith, there's always things that come against us, right? And so I just would love for you to keep one of these names in your mind this week to pray for them. And before we do anything else, I'd like for us just to stop and pause and pray for them together. God, we just thank you so much just for these people saying yes. In a culture that is so transient sometime, entering into a committed covenant relationship with the church can sometimes be a hard yes. And so God, we just thank you so much that these people have said yes to you, that they have said yes to being a part of this family. God, we just pray for each one of these individuals that you would just call them and equip them. Would you help them find a place to serve here at New Life? Would you help them find a place to belong and just to grow in their relationship with you, God? We thank you. We just pray protection over their life, and we just lift them up and place them before your feet, God. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning, New Life. It's been a good morning so far, and I just want to remind you of something that's really, again, a part of who we are here. We want to see people become fully alive in Jesus, and there's really three ways that we talk about that. One is that we want them to know that they are radically and authentically loved by Jesus. The only way for us to fully experience who God created us to be is to respond to the love of Christ and to experience his forgiveness and to be filled with his Spirit. And then the second thing we want people to do is to be shaped by Jesus, that we believe that God has created us, but he wants to shape us into his image. He wants to shape us into who he created us to be. And last but not least, we call people to go and do the things that Jesus did. Empowered by his Holy Spirit, the church is the authentic Holy Spirit-empowered representation of the ministry of Jesus still here on earth. And what's really cool is that over this fall season, over 160 people at New Life took their very first step in serving and doing the things that Jesus did. Amen? That means that in the church, in the community, that they became the hands and feet of Jesus. And we want to celebrate that. We want to encourage you that maybe if you're looking for, hey, how do I take my next step towards following Jesus? One of the most incredible ways is to literally go and start doing the things that Jesus did. Amen? If you have your Bibles, I want you to open them up to the book of Mark. That's where we've been. That's where we've been tracking for the last couple of weeks. Mark chapter 1. You're like, man, we're still in chapter 1. Yes, we're still in chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, we're going to be in verse 12. We're going to have two verses today, and we're going to unpack those two verses and allow them to soak deep into our bones. Mark chapter 1, starting at verse 12, says this. At once, the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. The him that's being referred to is Jesus. At once, the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. As we talked about, Mark does this kind of fast-paced, like quick snapshots of Jesus' life, but still all kind of formulating and pushing us towards understanding who Jesus is as the Messiah, the Son of the living God, who Jesus is as the one who will save us from our sins. Mark says in two verses what it took Matthew to say in 11 verses. So if you are a person of few words, Mark is your guy, right? And so Mark captures this particular passage, and he uses familiar language that we find Mark using again and again throughout the gospel. And it's this word about urgency. It says at once. In the original Greek, it's euthaos. Turn to somebody near you and say euthaos. It just sounds fun to say, right? At once, there's this urgency. Now, after service today, some of those that had their children dedicated, I imagine, might go to a restaurant or back to somebody's house and have a nice meal together. Or those that are going to be baptized here in a little bit, they'd find a way of celebrating or having kind of a party after the party. And so if you remember from last week, Jesus was baptized, and you have this Trinitarian view of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus is being baptized. The Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus as a dove, and the voice from heaven speaks and says, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." You would think if Jesus was like us that he would be like Instagram, "Hey, just was baptized," right? Like, hey, Holy Spirit descended. This is so cool. But no, immediately it says, or at once, depending on the translation, Jesus is driven to the wilderness or desert, again, depending on your translation, in order to be tempted. And he's driven by the Spirit to do this. And so one of the fascinating things for me is to recognize that for Jesus, the urgency was not himself. The urgency was the gospel. The urgency was salvation. The urgency was to recreate and restore all creation, including humanity, back into right relationship with God. So there was no pause. It was immediate. It was urgent that he would go and begin this process. And that's what I want you to key on this morning, is that when Jesus is driven into the desert, it's not a precursor to the gospel that's going to happen later. It's the immediacy of the gospel beginning. The immediacy of Jesus redeeming and restoring all of creation, redeeming and restoring you and I. It says he was driven into the wilderness. That word wilderness can be barren or desert or loneliness or any number of words. It can be translated that way. And he was there for 40 days. 40. For those of you that are reminded of your kind of Old Testament and biblical theology or biblical study, you'll recognize that 40 has a significant position in the Bible as a number. Numbers matter within the biblical text. We've talked about this maybe a little bit before. The number 7, the number of completion. The number 6, the number of humanity. The number 40 is often associated with testing or preparation or some type of molding that takes place. If you remember, you've got individuals like Noah, who is on a boat for 40 days and 40 nights. You have Israel, who wanders in the desert for 40 years. You have Nineveh, who's given 40 days in order to repent. You have Elijah, who walks a journey with God following a mountaintop experience straight into a time of quite literally depression, where he didn't even want to live, took 40-day journey towards the mountain of God, as God continued to shape and mold his life. And now, you have Jesus, who is in the wilderness or in the desert for 40 days. Now, if you're familiar with Matthew's gospel, you know that there's three main temptations that the devil tempts Jesus with. And so I think in many of our minds, what we think about is, hey, he was in the desert for 40 days, but he was only tempted 3 times. I love how Mark reminds us of a different, or gives us a different framework for that. That Jesus wasn't simply tempted 3 times, that he was in the wilderness or the desert for 40 days, continuously being bombarded by temptation at every moment, at every step of the way. If you remember from the book of Hebrews, this is good news for us because we're reminded that Jesus was tempted just as we were tempted. And so it wasn't just three times that Jesus was tempted. It was this constant bombardment that was happening where Jesus was, the question that was being asked, maybe by you this morning even, is can Jesus withstand that temptation? Can he be the one that withstands the temptation of God? Because we know from the biblical narrative, Adam and Eve couldn't withstand the temptation. Israel couldn't withstand the temptation. I don't know about you. I only know my life, but I'll make an assumption here. You haven't been able to withstand the temptation. I wasn't able to withstand the temptation. And so what's fascinating about this text is so often we skip over it. It's two verses. When what we should really do is be on the edge of our seat with bated breath going, is he going to fail? Is he going to fall? I mean, we know the rest of the story. I get it, but. But we got to kind of lean in at this point and ask ourselves, hey, is this one who's supposed to be the Messiah, this one who is the Son of God, is he able to withstand the temptation of the enemy? Is he able to withstand the bombardment of trying to forsake his calling and giving his life to something else? Is he able to withstand the loneliness and the isolation? Is he able to withstand the constant pressure? We talk a lot about Jesus taking our place on the cross. Have you ever thought about Jesus taking your place in the context of temptation? We talk a lot about the sins and the weight of sin being born on Jesus on the cross. Have you ever thought about the fact that Jesus bore the weight of temptation and he stood toe to toe with the evil one and he did not blink? Did you ever think about the fact that in order to be the spotless lamb on the cross, that Jesus had to be the one who did not sin in the desert? He was not just our substitution on the cross. He's our substitution in temptation as well. And so often what we do is that we try to battle our temptation. We're like, God, Jesus did the work for me on the cross. So I trust in him and I have faith in him on the cross. But my question for you today is, do you try to battle your own temptation underneath your own power? Like, you'll trust in his power of the cross. You'll trust in the fact that he's forgiven you through the power of the cross and the resurrection. But do you trust in the power that the same faith that I have in Jesus on the cross, I can have that same faith in him and I can draw on not my power, but his power. Not my words, but his words. Not my strength, but his strength when temptation comes my way. It's as if we sometimes think that the cross is nice because I'm already going to screw up and mess up, and therefore I'm thankful that I have the cross. But Jesus does something even more profound, in that he not only gives us the cross for those moments and to forgive us of our sin, but he also stands in the gap and says, I will be the one, I will be the prototype for humanity. I will be the faithful Israelite. I will be the new Adam. I will be faithful where you can't be faithful. And when you place your trust in me, you are not just placing your trust in what I did, but what I can do through you. It's really the picture that we get in baptism. Because when somebody goes down into the water and they are baptized, we are reminded that they were buried with Christ. And when they come out of that water, we are reminded they are resurrected with Jesus. And then we say this language, what is true of Jesus is true of you, meaning you are a new creation. And so many people are like, yes, yes, I want to resist temptation. And if I just had Jesus next to me all the time, it's like I would go to do something and I'd see his side eye and he'd be like, mm-hmm. He has something even better. He is not just next to you, but when you receive the gift of grace that is in Christ Jesus, and he forgives you of your sins, he fills you with his Spirit, and his Spirit is in you. The same Spirit that was there in the desert, that stood toe to toe with the enemy, that resisted temptation, that experienced the fullness of humanness and human emotions and temptation, that same Spirit that conquered sin is in you as a follower of Jesus and a receiver of his grace. Amen. That is good news. Because when you're facing that loneliness, that means that you're not alone. And when you're facing that temptation to lie, that means you're not alone. When you're facing that temptation of that addiction, that means that you're not alone. When you're facing that temptation of trying to lean into your own selfish patterns and will, that means that you're not alone, and that same Spirit that is in you can give you the power to resist temptation and follow Jesus. So quite literally, here in a moment, you're going to see people moving from death to life. And we're going to celebrate. But I also want you to know that when they walk out down these steps and they go back this week into their own life, that this is not simply just a ceremony that we clap and we celebrate. It is a physical representation that they have received the gift of forgiveness through Christ Jesus. That they, because they have received this gift of forgiveness, that they find themselves secure in eternity. That they have been filled, that they are filled with the Holy Spirit, and his Spirit resides inside of them. And they can walk in a new identity and a new victory. They are no longer slaves. They are becoming more like Jesus. There's actually a song that's played on the radio sometimes. Holy Spirit, make me more like Jesus. That's what I want. That's what I want for those individuals. That's what I want for the people that are going to be baptized. And that's what I want for you. And so if you are one of those that are going to be baptized this morning, I want to invite you to go and begin taking your place over here by the steps. And maybe you're somebody here this morning that you weren't planning on being baptized, but as you have kind of walked in and you saw the water and the Lord has been stirring something in you for the last couple of weeks, I want to let you know, I know you didn't go to the meeting last week, and I know that maybe you didn't think you came dressed for it. Can I tell you something? We came prepared for you. So we have towels and we have shorts and we have shirts. And maybe you came in today and you said, you know what? I'm done battling alone. I'm done acting like all of this is dependent on my strength and my will and my grit. Today I remind myself it is not by my power, not by my might, but by his strength. Not by my abilities, but his. I remind myself today that I am crucified with Christ, that I no longer live, but Christ lives within me. And so those who are going to be baptized are going to be coming forward, and if the Holy Spirit prompts you and says, today's the day for you to be baptized, again, head over to this, my right-hand side, your left, and someone will be there to pray with you, to talk with you, and to get you the things that you need. Again, well, maybe not today. I guess the rest of the week you're going to get wet anyway, so it's might as well start early. So we're going to invite those that are going to be coming up on the platform to do that this time. I'm going to pray for us, and then they're going to come, and we're going to begin to celebrate these baptisms. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all that you have done in each one of these individuals' lives. We thank you, God, that there was an urgency to salvation, that you willingly went into this desert to bring about salvation, to begin the journey of salvation from the wilderness to the cross to the empty tomb. It is good news for us. So Lord, as we celebrate this, may we remember your life, your death, your resurrection. May we continue to place our trust in you. God, for those of us that have been baptized, might we remember our own baptism in this moment. Might we remember the moment where we physically went from death to life. For those that are being baptized today, may this be an Ebenezer Stone, a moment that they will recall again and again. That it's not by their strength, not by their power, but by the Spirit. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
It is a very exciting morning. We have a huge group who have chosen to take this step of faith today. So we're going to invite them up in smaller groups. Everybody will introduce themselves. Either they'll read their testimony or I'll read it for them. And then they will go down, kneel their testimony to the cross, and get baptized. And then we'll have the other groups. There's going to be lots of cheering and excitement today. So would you like to say?
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I started attending New Life over 25 years ago now, and some of my favorite memories growing up were that happened at New Life, and specifically at the youth group summer camps, which one of those I did get baptized on one of those summer camps. But as life moved on, I went through chapters of following Jesus and some of not. I've experienced both real, deep, personal relationships with Jesus and times when it felt like he was nowhere to be found. But after going through one of the hardest times of my life in the past year, and fully surrendering and re-giving my life back to God, I've come to know him in a new way. And I'm more confident than ever that he is with me and he's for me, which is why I wanted to renew my public declaration that I follow Jesus. And only Jesus. I want everything that you are, God, and everything that you have for me. And I'm ready for the life that you have specifically designed for me.
Okay, tell us your name.
My name is Iris Thompson. I'm fairly new to New Life Church, but I've been blessed to have a great husband and so many dear friends that have come here today to support me. And they've just been prime examples of what it's like to be a good Christian. And so my goal is really to be an obedient child of God and to spread the word and set an example.
This is Destiny. She said, it was just time since I no longer wanted to be held back by fear, to be the example for my boys, to show them you can do anything when you're walking with the Lord by your side every day.
Hi,
everyone. My name's Sarah Roy. And although I did write a testimony this morning at 12 and at 2 and 4 and 5 and 6, God kept telling me that I needed to talk about something different. And that is my struggles through miscarriages. And as you saw me this morning, I do have two beautiful miracle babies. And when I did go through our miscarriage a couple years ago, it was literally something that broke me to my knees. And I didn't stray from God. I actually felt more closer to Him than ever before. And during that time, He led me to help a lot of other women during that time. And I just know that the holidays are coming. And for those that are in waiting, just know that don't give up hope. We got you. We're in a good place. We've been at New Life now for a little over 2 years. And it's been incredible. And we've gone through our journeys. And I've just been so called to like want to serve. And that's why I'm up here today. And I want to do this before everybody. But more importantly, for myself to know that God and I are closer than ever. And we're going to be closer than ever before. And I'm ready to serve in whatever He has planned for me and for my daughters, for my husband, for our business, for my family in general, and for everybody here. So thank you for showing up today, and amen.
My name is Madeline, and this is my little testimony. Okay, so I was originally baptized my freshman year of high school and didn't really understand what it meant to be baptized. I just kind of fell back into sin even after I got baptized, didn't understand it. Today I'm renewing it because I finally fully understand what it means to live within God. I've went through a lot of battles in the past few years since I got baptized, and it was a lot of feeling like God wasn't there for me, and like I just felt so alone, and my depression took over, my anxiety took over, and I put myself in a really big hole constantly, and it was really hard to pull myself out of it. But more recently, God has blessed me with so many different blessings in the past few months and a lot of growing in this past year to where He's taught me that He's there by my side and that He's just going to continue to be there and that I'm going to keep on growing within Him. And so I just want to renew my faith because He's given me the biggest blessing, and that's life today.
Well, yes and amen. Okay, we'll have you guys come on down. You'll take turns nailing to the cross and getting in, and then we will all be ready to cheer for you as you come out to your new life.
Wanting a place to hide its weary soul.
Lily said, my story truly began in 2015 when my world was being torn apart and flipped upside down. My journey really propelled forward in 2020 after the passing of my father. As I pressed into God during my hardships, I felt less alone. By learning to love God, I also learned to love myself. Leaning into God's strength, I learned to face so many of my fears. Why I want to be baptized is to have God wash away all my sins, to wash away the old me and bring my life into renewal, to declare God as the conductor of my life. Okay, tell us who you are and why you're getting baptized today.
My name is Cecil Hill. I was born and raised in the church. My grandfather and mother were both ministers. Always believed in Jesus, but I didn't always agree with the church. Was kind of hurt and let down by some judgment from the church, which caused some trauma. Also had a few failed marriages and just really didn't make the best choices. Developed a dependency on alcohol early on. Today I strive to be a servant leader at work and at home, and to be a light of Jesus in the community. I think this has just been a long time coming. I really enjoy being a member or coming to New Life, and I'm just ready to do this.
This is Cassidy, and she said, from a very young age, I felt a profound calling to follow Jesus. Throughout my life, I've encountered numerous challenges and difficult moments that have tested my strength and faith. In those times of struggle, it was Jesus who provided me with comfort, guidance, and unwavering support. His love has been my anchor, helping me navigate through the storms of life. I see this as a significant step to publicly express my faith and commitment to Christ, and I aim to be a positive role model for my children, demonstrating values and behaviors that will inspire them to grow into responsible, compassionate individuals and one day turn their hearts over to Jesus. It's not just a ritual, but a deep declaration of my dedication to living a life that reflects his teachings and love. I am excited to embrace this new chapter in my spiritual journey. This is Grace. She said, I grew up with my family going to church. Slowly, as I grew up, we didn't go to church as much, but that never stopped me from having a relationship with God. During middle school, I wanted to get baptized, but I made friends with people who were a bad influence on me, and I started to drift away from God. For a year, I struggled to believe God was real, and I gave up on my faith. During ninth grade, I started to separate myself from all the bad influences. I made new friends who also had God in their life. I eventually tried talking to God again. I slowly regained my relationship with the Lord, and I started reading my Bible and praying every night. Now I'm going to church every Sunday, and I'm ready to give my life to God.
Hello, my name's Aaron. My entire life, I had no faith. I felt lost and empty. His love has given me purpose and brought me closer to my family. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I walk with unwavering faith, knowing that he's with me. I want to be baptized today to declare my love for Jesus Christ.
Turn me around, place my feet on solid.
more that are ready to go. Yes, I can. This is Corbin. Corbin says, got a fan club. Look at all this family out here for you. It said, I want to be baptized to go public that I'm a child of God and to grow closer to Him. This is Chris. He said, I am choosing to get baptized today because I am tired of living in my sin and I want to bask in the light and holiness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hi, my name is Michael. I've been attending New Life for about a year now. I think I've known of God my whole life, but I've never really known God. And a few years ago, He really just found me in a dark corner where, you know, I was struggling with health and feeling good about myself and feeling happy. And so I'm finally just ready to take that step. I've been waiting for wisdom, for being older and wiser. But you know, Jesus saves yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I'm ready for it. Amen.
This is Rosalyn. She said, I'm getting baptized because I want to build my relationship with Him and feel closer to Him. Yes and amen.
Kids, just a second. We wanted them to be in here for this, so we're gonna give them just a second to exit so we can get them safely out. It is so good to be in the house of God. It's so good to celebrate together. It's so good to see what the Lord hath done. Amen? Amen, amen. So you have been a witness this morning to parents dedicating their children. You have been a witness to new life in Jesus. So as you go today and you have your dinners and you eat and you celebrate and you spend some time watching football with friends or any number of other things, as you do that, may you go as a witness to what Jesus has done, is doing, and will do. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, grace and peace to you. We will see you next week.